God is the main character in this story, but by his design, he's not the only character. You and I are also here in his world. We humans exist. We breathe. We think. We love and we crave. Just look around. We all know we're here, and we know it's important we're here, but then there's a lot we don't know. In many ways, we're still our own jungles. There are miles of thick underbrush, towering trunks and twisted vines, all of which make it hard to pinpoint precisely where we stand on the bigger map. We are sophisticated creatures, and once we start trying to figure ourselves out, it can become quite the expedition. Blaise Pascal can help us navigate this adventure. Searching for something. Pascal was born in France in 1623. He was a brilliant mathematician, physicist, philosopher, and theologian, and I've given him the honorific title of Ninja. Most of what we know about Pascal comes in the form of various notes he left behind. After his untimely death at the age of 39, his friends searched his house to collect everything he had ever jotted down. They grabbed every notebook and scrap of paper they could find. Once they rearranged and edited them, they published the fragments in a book titled Thoughts of Mr. Pascal on Religion and Some Other Topics. It has since been famously shortened to Pensées, French for Thoughts. The book is equivalent to an archive of modern-day tweets and Facebook updates, except they're from the 17th century and they're written by a genius. If we're honest readers, some of his thoughts make no sense. One scholar explained, even Pascal may not necessarily have remembered the ideas which prompted the jotting down of some key word or phrase. That is to say, although we have a collection of the things he wrote, we don't have a clue about what some of it means. And this makes for a fascinating read. It's like mining. For every seemingly incoherent sentence, suddenly you'll stumble upon a line of pure gold. Consider Pensées 19. Man does not know on which level to put himself. He is obviously lost and has fallen from his true place without being able to find it again. He looks for it everywhere restlessly and unsuccessfully in impenetrable darkness. Pascal's point is that we humans don't quite know what to do with ourselves. On one hand, we know we're special creatures, above dolphins, squirrels, and grizzly bears. We have souls. We came up with the internet. We make music. But then on the other hand, we know something is missing. We have fallen from our true place. It feels like we used to be something more than we currently are. We all know what he's talking about. Everyone, on some level, understands that this world and the people who live here are broken. True, we are surrounded by beauty. There are mountain ranges and waterfalls and zebras. We're able to see these things, to stand on the edge of the Grand Canyon, to smell the sweet aroma of a freshly baked apple pie. But alongside the goodness, seeping through the air of this world's wonder, there is a curse. I call it the gunk of darkness. Children starve. Tornadoes rip through neighborhoods. Fathers break their promises. Young mothers get breast cancer. Minorities are mistreated. People groups are persecuted. Corruption and oppression, greed and evil, they thrive. Even with all the advancements we've made in the 21st century, we humans are still the leading perpetrators of our own victimhood. But again, the beauty. We can craft into existence amazing works of art, whether in the form of stories or images on a canvas. We have